You know, I was recently, this past weekend in Kentucky, and I was far enough away from Colorado to find different accents used. But you know, even that far away in a different part of the country, not everyone and not everywhere had maybe a middle southern accent. There are people that had very kind of homogeneous accents, and as you went out to the country, maybe a little bit deeper drawls. And there are a whole range of reasons for dialect differences, which I don't want to get into today. But what I want to focus on is the distinctness of accents. If you put people in a room from Colorado, Newfoundland, Texas, Alabama, maybe even the Bronx, you would find a few things. Only one would probably be speaking normal English. Colorado. But you could probably determine where all of these people were from based upon their accents. Now, of course, Westerners, we tend to have a very similar, there's not a whole lot of differences in some of our accents as you get west of Colorado, but you could determine with a lot of those people kind of what parts of the country they're from. Now, these differences are based upon environment that you grow up in, the people you spend your life with, who you learn to speak with. Well, you know, the same determination for each of us should be noticed when you put a bunch of people in the room and you ask, who is the Christian? Who is the one that follows the way? Based upon the Bible, we should be different. We should be unique in how we approach life, and we should be noticeably obvious. You know, I could take my workplace as one example. What I can do is I can rule out those that aren't trying to practice Christianity based upon those who consistently blaspheme God's name. That's an easy marker for people that do not profess Christianity. Likewise, I can also, with the people I do know that practice, you know, a worldly Christianity, they have very good language. They have a difference when talking with them that you can pick up quite easily when you're around people that constantly blaspheme God's name. But can that same determination, that same kind of identification be made about you and I when we interact with people? It's a question we should be asking ourselves. You know, we must look like a Christian when we are heard and by our actions. That's critical to us following after this way. And we have to also have a desire to be labeled as such. We must take hold of that identification, that ability to stand out as we're called as lights to this world. We have to have a desire to be that way. We're not going to be that way by hiding ourselves in crowds. And of course, that isn't always easy. It's easy to fail. We all fail at times in trying to stand out. Sometimes it's easier to blend in, but that's not what we are called to do. You know, when Peter was confronted on the night that Christ was crucified, he was physically identifiable because of his accent. He was not, however, recognizable as a Christian based upon his actions that night. Turn with me to Matthew 26. Early in his life, he failed to stand out or have that desire to stand out in a crowd. Matthew 26, beginning in verse 69. Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you're saying." And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But again, he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." So he went out and wept bitterly. You know, what's interesting in this, Christ knew what would happen. He knew the gut reaction that Peter would have at this moment, how this would try his faith. But what was important, Christ saw within Peter characteristics that would help him change, that would help him become someone who in speech and who in action was unmistakably Christian. And we know this trial helped Peter become who he was meant to be spiritually. Back in Matthew 16, we see what Christ said of Peter. Matthew 16 and verse 18. And this is Christ speaking, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Christ knew the potential that Peter had. He knew the trials and the difficulties Peter would go through, and he knew what the outcome could be, what Peter would eventually desire to do, to stand out as he did. We know we are given similar opportunities to sound and act like Christians on a constant basis. In one example, Matthew 5, a little further back in this book, Matthew 5 and verse 33. This is one aspect of Christianity, a way that we can stand out in a crowd and be heard and be known by how we are heard. Matthew 5 and beginning in verse 33. This is Christ speaking. "Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." Simply being truthful, following one of those core commandments, will set us apart. And in this world, as we all know, being truthful will set you apart. You will be noticed because of it. You know, one key in being able to speak like a Christian is our ability to mimic Christ. You know, each of us have dedicated our lives that are here today that have been baptized and doing just that. It's what defines us and it's what motivates us in all of our actions. But that is not without effort. You know, we must control and safeguard this understanding, this ability to stand out. Because there is always a tendency to let a little slack into the line and lose that prize that we're fighting so hard to achieve. You know, Christ's accent to us should sound normal. It shouldn't sound like an accent. It shouldn't sound foreign to us. If it doesn't sound normal to us, if we don't understand that dialect through and through, we are in jeopardy of losing our ability to speak as Christians as well. John 8, verse 42. John 8 and beginning in verse 42, and Jesus said to them, "If God be your Father, you would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do, for he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie. He speaks of his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." You know, Christ sounds foolish to a world that doesn't have ears to hear him. And look at the way that he is mocked throughout our culture, throughout our literature, throughout our entertainment, constantly being mocked and blasphemed. This society is a people that does not hear Christ like we are able to hear Christ. He seems foolish. Flattering speech will deceive the hearts of the simple. The flattering speech of wanting to hear ourselves serves our own interests, fills our own bellies. It does not flatter God. Our speech, brethren, has to flatter God. It has to sound like Christ. It has to sound like God if we are to stand out in this world. You know, it is a critically and necessarily important for us to stand out and be noticed as Christians. By serving Christ and not our own desires, we will be noticed. We will have unique accents. We will be thought of as foolish. We will be scorned because of all we believe. But to God, who judges mankind, we will have a voice that sounds just like his.